His Word in Glass. Devotions based on the faceted glass windows of the sanctuary at Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino. The faceted glass Luther window in the sanctuary of Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, is the window that catches a person's sight as they make their way to the sanctuary's exit. Its glass depicts a stunning rendition of the blessed reformer, Dr. Martin Luther, holding an open Bible. The image is patterned after the famous statue of the 16th century theologian that adorns the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where the Word of God is taught. A glass image of a blessed saint, holding a blessed book, capturing the attention of those who are blessed to enter the sanctuary, hear what the blessed book declares, and receive what the blessed book promises, is what adorns the sanctuary wall closest to the exit. The imagery and placement of the window is most appropriate to behold as those with eyes of faith move out of the sacred space and into the world around, a world that has been blinded by sin, hatred, and despair. The eyes of those who hear God's word preached in its full sternness and sweetness in the sanctuary of Lutheran Church of Our Savior, thus see the upright reformer holding open the very book that declares guilty sinners innocent on account of God's grace given unto them through Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessed reformer's words echo from pages of Holy Scripture, through the 500 years of history since his time, with the message, "Let the man who would hear God speak read Holy Scripture." With an open Bible in hand, facing out into the world, the glass image of Luther reminds all who behold it that Holy Scripture is God's word to us and for the world, declaring sinners forgiven by the blood of Christ crucified for them. In the window, a viewer can see the light of God's truth descending upon Dr. Luther and the open scriptures, assuring the viewer that God no longer sees the sin that once blinded them, but sees rather the innocence of Christ covering them in their baptism. Sins, once as scarlet, now covered in the scarlet blood of the innocence of Christ, and made whiter than snow. A viewer can see the white flowers blossoming below the reformer, pointing to the blossoming of faith in the heart of a redeemed sinner, and producing the fruits of the promised Holy Spirit sent from the ascended Christ. Those who view the window will also see the stone inscribed with the reformer's famous quote, made before the Diet at Worms in 1521. "Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. Amen." In the quote, the reformer declares what Scripture reveals, that a sinner cannot stand acquitted of eternal trespass against the Lord their God, apart from the atoning sacrifice of Christ, revealed and delivered to them in Holy Scripture. After a worship service in the sanctuary has concluded, and the Lord's benediction has been spoken over them, those exiting the sanctuary are reminded by the image of Luther in glass, holding open the Bible, that heaven and eternal life have been opened unto them whose sins are forgiven through Christ the Lord. The glass window reminds those who see it that the forgiveness of their sin was a free gift, grace undeserved and unmerited by themselves, yet freely given. The window captures the power of the imagery in all the other windows present in the sanctuary, with the powerful reminder given by the work of Dr. Martin Luther, that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. As we exit the sanctuary to face the unbelief of our world and our own weakness and sin, we see this reminder in faceted glass, and are encouraged with the faith given to us in Scripture, and hear it sung as we sing the hymn, "By Grace I'm Saved." By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless, my soul believe and doubt it not. Why stagger at this word of promise? Has Scripture ever falsehood taught? Know then this word must true remain. By grace you too will life obtain. By grace none dare lay claim to merit. Our works and conduct have no worth. God in his love sent our Redeemer, Christ Jesus, to this sinful earth. His death did for our sins atone, and we are saved by grace alone. By grace God's Son, our only Savior, came down to earth to bear our sin. Was it because of your own merit that Jesus died your soul to win? No, it was grace and grace alone that brought him from his heavenly throne. By grace this ground of faith is certain. As long as God is true, it stands. What saints have penned by inspiration, what in his word our God commands, our faith in what our God has done depends on grace, grace through his Son. By grace to timid hearts that tremble in tribulation's furnace tried, by grace in spite of fear and trouble, the Father's heart is open wide. Where could I help and strength secure, if grace were not my anchor sure? By grace on this I'll rest when dying, in Jesus' promise I rejoice. For though I know my heart's condition, I also know my Savior's voice. My heart is glad, all grief has flown, since I am saved by grace alone.
We pray. Our Father in heaven, in the work of the blessed Reformer, Dr. Martin Luther, your word to us in Holy Scripture once again revealed to us the full remission of all sin by the innocent death of your Son. Assist us by your grace to live as those redeemed from sin, ever mindful that no merit of our own purchased and won us from sin, death, and the power of the devil, but only the merit and grace afforded by your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.